Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Well, it's official. The gloves are off. Tempers flared when the legislature returned from transmittal as Republicans used an unusual parliamentary maneuver to kill a bill that would have implemented Obamacare's Medicaid expansion in Montana. When Obamacare was first passed in 2010, it forced states to either accept a massive federal increase in their Medicaid program or else lose all Medicaid funding entirely. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that that was too coercive and that states, in fact, had to be free to reject the Obamacare Medicaid expansion if they wanted to. Despite that Supreme Court ruling, there are still some legislators who want Montana to expand Obamacare, and they put that plan into House Bill 249, sponsored by a legislator from Butte. I've talked before in these broadcasts about the fact that there are many different ways to kill a bill. One of the most common is to kill it in committee. Committees normally kill bills by tabling them or simply taking no action. However, in those cases, it's possible to rescue the bill from a hostile committee. Supporters of the bill can use what's called a blast motion. It's called that because it blasts the bill out of the committee and onto the floor of the full House or Senate for debate. House Bill 249 was assigned to the House Health and Human Services Committee. That committee voted against the bill, but they did it in an unusual way. Instead of tabling the bill or taking no action, they sent it to the House floor with what's called an adverse committee report. Normally, bills pass and fail by a majority rule. 51 votes are enough to win. But when a bill comes out of a committee with an adverse report, it takes a supermajority, 60 votes, to pass the bill, and that changes things dramatically. When a bill requires only 51 votes to pass, a few liberal Republicans might vote with the Democrats to pass it. Some thought that that might be the case with the Obamacare expansion. But when a bill requires 60 votes to pass, it becomes much harder to do that. By sending this bill out with an adverse report, the Health and Human Services Committee made it almost impossible to pass this version of Obamacare expansion. That set off a firestorm of controversy in the Capitol. One protester got into an altercation with the sergeant at arms over whether or not he could bring in his giant sign. Another protester got thrown out for wearing a large inappropriate hat, and reports circulated widely of legislators running from meeting to meeting with their rule books trying to find a way around the adverse report. All the protesters and last-minute wrangling were in vain, however, and as of this report, it appears that House Bill 249 is dead. But remember, just as there are dozens of ways to kill a bill, there are dozens of ways to bring one back to life, and it appears this one will be reincarnated in the form of a new bill being introduced by a senator from Great Falls. As we move into the second half of the legislature, such intense moments of tactics and strategy will become increasingly common. Today it's the Obamacare expansion. Tomorrow it might be government preschools or campaign finance regulation, or the governor's plan to spend more money, or any number of other emotionally charged issues. Each one of them is very important to the people on either side, and each of them remains unresolved. With time running out and tempers running high, it creates an environment where anything can happen. That's why our team is in the Capitol every day, to keep you up to date, in the loop, and well informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.